Last week we journeyed with Moses and 73 leaders of Israel up Mount Sinai to encounter God. If you remember from last week, if you're here, Moses described the sapphire street on which they saw God standing. They got a glimpse of God's feet standing on this pure sapphire street. And they were undoubtedly in awe. And then after that, they ate and they drank with God, apparently. It says they saw this and then they beheld God and they ate and they drank. Implication being, they did so with God. And so after demonstrating through this to Moses and the 73 men with him that God desired fellowship with him, then God called Moses further up the mountain, where he then began to describe to Moses how this sanctuary, this tabernacle, this dwelling place would be built. It was going to be glorious and expensive and all these things. And God was describing it for Moses. He was going to dwell among his people. God repeated that three times, that he was going to dwell among his people. And the Israelites had also repeated that in chapters 19 through 24, if you'll remember from a couple weeks ago, that they would do all that the Lord had commanded. They said that three times in Exodus 19 through 24. And then in the passage we looked at last week, 24 to 31, God said to them three times, I will dwell among you. I will dwell with you. I will dwell among you. The echo, so to speak. Yes, Lord, we will do all that you commanded. And God says, I will dwell amongst you. Yes, Lord, we will do everything that you have said. God says, I will dwell among you. And they say it again, yes, Lord, we will do all that you have commanded, and we will obey it. And God says, I will dwell among you. The repetition, the echo. We saw it three times, then we saw it three more times. God desired to dwell among his people. He desired fellowship and intimacy with the Israelites. And they apparently, with him, they at least agreed to do what he said. So God, now we left him, Moses on Mount Sinai with God, fellowshipping there and getting instructions from God regarding how this dwelling place would be built for God so that he could fellowship with his people. We need to understand the magnitude of that. Here's the creator of the universe with Moses, describing for Moses how the dwelling place was going to be so that he could dwell in the midst of the camp among the Israelites. That's exciting stuff. And here's Moses getting this information from God. God had reached out to an entire population of, let's say, 2 to 3 million people. We don't know it, the Bible doesn't tell us, but scholars suggest 2 to 3 million people. That's a pretty good size group of people, but it is still, as far as nations go, it's a tiny nation. But God reaches out to them and offers them this. And then he now offers to have this tabernacle built in the middle of their refugee tent camp. You think about that. That's essentially what this was. It was a refugee camp of tents out in the wilderness. And God says, you're going to build this magnificent tent for me in the middle of it, and I'm going to dwell right there amongst you. That is great! In a way, it's like a man with great power and wealth who rescued a fair damsel in distress, a knight in shining armor, if you will, reaching out and rescuing these poor, rejected slaves. Then he makes an offer of marriage to this people. He says, man, I am going to be your protector and your provider. I will watch out for you. And they gladly accept. Understandably so. They'd already seen God's power displayed. They had seen that he was fully capable of doing this and more. And they had seen his undeniable power unleashed on their captors for their freedom in many ways. So I want you to keep this picture in mind. God, the knight in shining armor, who has reached out and rescued these people, this little insignificant nation, large as it was, insignificant in terms of the nations of the world, he rescues them. Now, back to our story, Moses is up on the mountaintop, hearing from God, getting the instructions for the tabernacle. Now, the Israelites are down in the valley beneath Mount Sinai. Remember the picture of Mount Sinai, it's smoking. There was this consuming fire, devouring fire on top of the mountain. This frightening sight as God is there. And the Israelites had watched Moses disappear into this cloud, right? Of course, he'd done that before. But now he goes up there, and he must have had some sense he was going to be gone for all, because he told Aaron and Hur, he said, "You guys are in charge while I'm gone." So, where's Moses? He's going to be up there 40 days, the text tells us. Now let's consider these Israelite slaves down in this valley.